If it's sports, we've got it covered. Now with Chris Brintle.
Cheney not backing down. I'm Chris Brintle with your news. Yesterday afternoon at 4 p.m. D.C. time, 211 House Republicans met to discuss many issues, one regarding the fate of Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney. Many Republicans feel Liz Cheney should lose her leadership position in the party. She's the third-ranking House member. Here is what we know so far from that meeting.
Meantime, it's less clear how McCarthy will deal with Congresswoman Liz Cheney after more than 100 members within the party are pushing to remove her from her leadership spot after she voted to impeach President Trump last month. Tonight, she refused to apologize, and one source says she wants her leadership position to go to a vote. Sources also tell Fox McCarthy is backing her to remain in her position.
That was Fox News correspondent Jackie Heinrich. The Cheney issue was mostly due to her voting to impeach former President Donald Trump. Cheney has not backed down from that vote. Some Republicans are defending Liz, including a representative that hasn't been the biggest Liz Cheney supporter. Here is Ohio Republican Jim Jordan.
When you start having people in Washington dictate what happens to members of Congress and what committees they can serve on, what they can do, and not leave that decision to the voters in the district, to the American people, that is a dangerous road to head down.
We'll have more on this ever-changing story when we learn more. President Joe Biden is pushing for a huge $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package that will affect everyone in Wyoming. Biden says something has to be done as the U.S. has had its worst economic year since 1946. Coronavirus shutdowns are the reason the economy situation is so dire. Biden and Trump, incidentally, wanted $2,000 stimulus checks at some point. Now Biden is pushing for $1,400 checks per person. The House will discuss this COVID relief bill next week. And the House doesn't need Republican approval to get it passed.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Hey, let's talk tomorrow at this time. We'll discuss the latest news regarding the city of Gillette. The city faces cuts due to the state's struggling economy. And we'll hear from Gino Palazzari about all that and more. Hey, were you listening to the show? And you heard me in the middle of news yapping? Or maybe you did hear the full report, but you want to hear it again because you want to hear my voice because I'm so awesome? Well, in either event, you can go to BasinsRadio.com and hear the full report. It's right there.